old 2.5 bushels. And that's where they stored this flour. In other words, you'd take 10 bushels of wheat to the mill, 10 or 15 bushels of wheat to the mill, have it ground, put it in these big cotton sacks, take it home and store it somewhere in the smokehouse where we kept our meat, or somewhere. You'd have a store, we have storage space somewhere. Mm-hmm. And this flour would be ground in the wintertime, and it'll last till next winter, you might say.
Yeah. Okay.
Never went to the store to buy a sack of flour.
Yeah.
Or meal. If you did, the man dipped it up with an old time scoop that would hold about half a gallon and put it in a paper sack for you to carry out with you. Or put it in, maybe you'd take a tin bucket.
Yeah.
And you'd dip that stuff and weigh it on these little scales and put it in your tin bucket and put the lid on.
Yeah.
That is the way they transport that stuff around them days.
What did, say, 50 pounds of lard, if you'd see that in a store, what would that, do you call that container?
Lard stand.
Okay.
We had 50-pound stands, 60-pound stands, and 75. They were made out of tin.
Mm-hmm.
But to go back in the early days, they were made out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And they were cleaned up when they got empty, when you use the lard out.
Mm-hmm.
You clean that up. The housewife scalded that thing out, washed it out with soap suds, dried it out and everything, and kept it covered up with some sort of a cloth till hog killing time come and this time to refit it.
Mm-hmm.
Old wooden lard stands.
Okay, and this is something you might use if you were going to pour something from a large container into a container with a very narrow mouth. You might use a
funnel.
Okay. And say if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you might hit them with a...
with a whip.
Okay. And what did you mentioned what flour would come in, you know, the sack that it would come in. What about feed? It would come in that a sack or bag made out of that rough material, you know?
No. Most of seed. Well, I'll say seed wheat, seed oats, big grain, come in that sack. We call it a tow sack.
Mm-hmm.
The real name of them, I guess, is, well, I don't know whether it's a, see, there's two kinds of sacks. There's a tow sack.
Mm-hmm.
That was a sack we used to put wheat, corn, oats, big grain in. Then we had this cotton sack we put clover seed in. Because it was fine, it would work out through the weave in this tow sack. We had to use that tow sack for wheat, corn, and oats, clover seed, stuff like that. We had to use this closely knit cotton sack.
Mm-hmm.
We call that a clover seed sack or a flour sack.
Mm-hmm.
You could put your flour after it's ground at the mill in there and it wouldn't sift through.
Yeah, I see. Okay, suppose you took some corn to the mill to be ground. How much would, okay, you might take one bushel or two bushels or something, but what would you call the amount that you take at one time?
A turn of corn.
Okay.
I never will forget the most uneasiest ride I ever had in my life. My daddy was a miller when he was a young man. He worked at the mill.
Mm-hmm.
Grandfather was a miller. Father worked the mill when he was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
He put me on an old horse long in the fall of the year and took one of them cotton sacks, clover seed sacks or flour sacks, put two bushels of corn and shell corn in it, put it on that old horse and put me up on top of it.
Mm-hmm.